and this is the Law Matters program. Welcome to second program for 2026. Nice to have your company, Jody Hoffman, with you in the studio this hour. Shout out to our listeners around the country listening in through the National Indigenous Radio Service. This program is broadcast live out of the Noongar Radio Studios in Boorloo in Perth. It's repeated through Wurundjeri Media in Kununurra and 6DBY in Derby in Western Australia as well. So great to have your company wherever you're listening from. We're going to be talking about robo-debt on the program today. I don't know if you've heard about robo-debt. I don't know if you were affected by robo-debt or somebody you know was affected by robo-debt. But this was a pretty major thing, and there is a class action that is currently running where you can register, but the time to register is running out. So there was a Royal Commission held into it. The robo-debt class action appeal started in September of 2024, and the appeal was launched following the Royal Commission's damning report into the robo-debt system. Now, robo-debt was a debt recovery system run under coalition governments from 2015 until 2019. It was designed to secure budget savings, but it used an unlawful method of income averaging to issue false debts to welfare recipients. The program unlawfully withdrew a predicted $1.76 billion of repayments from welfare recipients and actually recovered at least $751 million of that before it was conceded in a first settlement that these debts were unlawfully raised and erroneously calculated. I'm going to be having a chat in the second half of this program with Gordon Legal, who are in the eastern states. Sebastian O'Meara will join us. He is an experienced lawyer and is Gordon Legal, who are running the class action on behalf of people who were affected by robo-debt. So if you or anyone you know was affected by it, please stay tuned. Seb will bring us all of the information we need, but importantly, if you want to be part of that class action, you need to register no later than the 6th of March. That's only a couple of weeks away, okay? So make sure you tune in and take down the details that we're going to give you. Also today on the program, excited to head to the Pilbara of Western Australia. Pilbara is like a place of no other. We've got our community legal education officer on the ground up there, Hayley O'Hara, visiting various communities, setting up stalls, talking about the law, making the law simplified, seeing what communities need within their own areas to understand the law fully, whether it's about e-scooters, whether it's about what to do if you get arrested, what if you're discriminated against, the list goes on and on and on. So we're going to be heading to Karratha to have a yarn with Hayley O'Hara shortly on the program. We're also going to meet Kayleen Oakley, who works in Karratha with the Ashburton Aboriginal Corporation. She's an Aboriginal liaison mentor and works her time between Roebourne and Karratha in the Pilbara. Looking forward to hearing Kayleen from Ashburton. They local job providers in the Pilbara, and she's from Carnarvon, lives in Karratha, and loves what she does. So really excited to talk with her as well. But first, let's have a listen to the beautiful sound of Jessica Mailboy, her version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Yeah! Ooh, I bet you're wondering how I knew. Baby, 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 that's a place to make me blue. With some other girl you knew before. It took me by surprise, I must say.
classic song going back decades, but that version from the gorgeous Jessica Mowboy from The Sapphires. What a movie. This is the Law Matters program brought to you by the Aboriginal Legal Service of Western Australia. Jodie Hoffman in the studio with you this hour. Good to have your company, and time to head to the beautiful Pilbara region of Western Australia and say g'day to Hayley O'Hara. Hayley, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Dodie. How are you?
I'm good. Look, you're normally sitting in comfortable office in Perth. You're in Karratha today as part of a little tour of the regions delivering community legal education. Before we talk about what CLE is, talk about your involvement with the ALS, how long you've been with us.
Oh, gosh, Dodie. Well, I first started later half of 2008. And then I worked in Carnarvon as a lawyer in 2009, and then ALS in Perth, mainly in the Magistrates Court in 2010. And then for a couple of years I went to a community legal service, and then I came back to ALS, to the Children's Court, to work there in 2012. And I've been there ever since, either working in court, or I did a little bit of time working for the ALS Civil Law and Human Rights Unit, and also I did some time 2019 to 2024 managing the Custody Notification Service. So I'm now doing the community legal education, and it's great. It allows me the opportunity to come to beautiful places.
Yeah.
Like the Pilbara, and do that sort of work.
Oh, look, and the country is so different to down south. It's magnificent country, but I'm guessing that diversity of roles and locations, Hayley, it's given you a really good understanding of what the needs of community members are, particularly from a legal perspective, what we need to be pushing out to the community more so that people do understand what their legal rights are. Tell us about what community legal education actually is.
It's just letting people know what the law is in a particular area or topic that's relevant to them, relevant to their daily lives, or maybe to family or friends, so that they can, you know, help in that way, pass on that information, so that people know, I guess, what their rights are, what, for example, with police powers, what those are, so that people are able to keep themselves safe in a situation and know what it is that the police can and can't be doing. Know, you know, when they can have a right to be contacting a lawyer and getting legal advice. It could be a topic of another nature. For example, we've been recently producing some information about e-scooters and the law for young people. There's been a situation where people just didn't know that a particular scooter that they've spent a lot of money buying was something that's then not legal for use on the street, and then could be seized and crushed.
Hmm.
So it could be anything, really. I'll get contacted, and different organisations or schools will say that this is something they need to know about. You know, for example, there was family violence restraining orders in relation to an application process, and also for someone who's been served one. I also got asked to speak about vaping and the law for young people. And some of these areas, if they're kind of hot topics, I guess the law, you know, is looking at being changed in certain areas. Mm. But anything really, you know, whether it's in a state of flux or well established, I'm happy to, you know, speak to people and present and try and assist in any way that I can where there's that need.
Mm.
And hopefully it can prevent people, you know, being in contact with the law in negative ways. It
yep.
can prevent that interaction with the police that sometimes doesn't go well, that can result in further charges. So it's trying to prevent those sorts of things happening by people knowing what their rights are and what the law is.
Good stuff. You're speaking to us from Karratha now, Hayley, but what's brought you to the Pilbara to be involved in some CLE there?
Well, I'm really fortunate to be able to be participating in the Department of Justice's open days that they have at the moment. So there's one on now. We're at the Salvation Army Community Centre at 2 Bond Place in Teggs Creek in Karratha. So I'm here along with some other community services. So we've also In addition to ALS, we've got Department of Transport, Fines Enforcement, Centrelink, some other legal services as well, like the Pilbara Legal Service. There's Red Dirt Driving Academy. We've got Legal Aid here. So Ashburton Aboriginal Corporation. So we're all here to kind of, I guess, be a one-stop shop for people coming in with needing some assistance with ID, with driver's licences, with learner's permits, that sort of thing. So we were also doing that work yesterday at the 50 Cent Hall, PCYC Hall, in Edamugadu, so in Roebourne there yesterday. So we were there, and today we were meant to be going out to a community at Narawana, but unfortunately the road conditions meant that we couldn't do that. And tomorrow we're at the Nagaran Cultural Centre at 42 Rose Street, Roebourne, so Edamugadu again, and 9 to 3. And those services that I mentioned, plus ALS will be there, and it's, you know, for people wanting to sort out ID, driver's licence, legal advice, community services, work programs, all that sort of thing, we're all there ready to have a chat and help in any way, you know, that we can.
Look, these services are so important, and I think in regional areas, you know, these services need to be taken to communities who don't have the capacity to access things like we would say in a capital city, where you can just walk into a government department and find all the information you need. I will remind our listeners that this program, while it's broadcast live in Boolu, it is repeated later on and in other parts of the country and Western Australia. So at the dates that we're talking about will probably have been and gone by the time you hear this program, if you're not listening on Noongar Radio in Boolu. But things like this are happening all the time. So we would encourage our listeners to keep an eye on the Aboriginal Legal Service of WA Limited Facebook page. Also for these particular stalls, the Department of Justice Facebook pages. Because if you're hearing this after this event has happened, don't worry, there will be more in the planning down the track.
That's right.
How are you enjoying being in that beautiful country, Hayley O'Hara?
Oh, well, I love it. I find it really peaceful. It's very green up here at the moment. It's certainly very hot and humid. And again, like you're saying about taking services out to people, you know, if you didn't have a vehicle here, it would be very hard to get around. It's absolutely the case. But in terms of how it looks and how it feels, it's just a very peaceful, beautiful, beautiful scenery, and very... whenever I come into the Pilbara, I do, when I'm driving through the landscape, I just feel really relaxed.
Yeah.
It is beautiful. Yeah.
It really is. Some of the questions that have been put your way from community members asking about legal stuff, is there a certain interest that are more prominent in the regions than in, say, Perth?
Not that I've noticed at the moment. I think there's a lot of the same issues that are out there that people want legal advice for and want help for. Certainly some of those, an issue that's come up is something that I know that that the Civil Law and Human Rights Unit has done some work on, I think, in recent times. That's assistance with working with children's cards when there's maybe some things to be assisted with in relation to that, to allow for people to be working. And then we do get some issues that I will raise with our family law unit as well. So there's some things I do need to take back and progress. But, yeah, we're always open to hearing what people have to say. I do know that the driver's licence situation in the Pilbara is particularly, you know, a really live topic because of exactly those distances of needing to work. You know, so there really is, that's a really important thing here where we are now. So some of the things are the same, and then there's some variations depending on, I guess, where you are.
All right. I would encourage our listeners and individuals and organisations that if you feel that you would benefit from the Aboriginal Legal Service delivering some community legal education to you on specific topics or areas of law, You can email us, cle@als.org.au, cle@als.org.au. Look, we're up for most things. If we can get there, we will, whether it's, you know, high school expos, such as was recently done at Lakeland Senior High School in Perth, obviously NAIDOC events, Sorry Day events, Reconciliation. Perhaps you just want to get a workshop together and want to have someone come and talk about the law and how it affects our mob, cle@als.org.au. Hayley, enjoy the rest of your time in the Pilbara region. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. And I understand you're going to have a chat to one of the people who I'm sitting next to here.
Yes.
From Ashburton Aboriginal Corporation.
Yes.
So that's the other thing, is being able to network. It's really good as well.
It is.
Thanks, Jodie.
Hayley O'Hara is the CLE officer with the Aboriginal Legal Service of WA. Thanks for your time, Hayley. Keep cool.
No worries. Thanks, Jodie.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
And yeah, shortly we're going to be having a chat with Kayleen Oakley, who is there with Hayley at one of the other stalls. Hayley, Kayleen is from the Ashburton Aboriginal Corporation, and coming up right after this one from Casey Donovan.
For one night only, we'll leave it all out on the floor. Nobody cares if you got two left feet, they'll never know. All around the world, yeah, everybody got their own. You need to be free, shake like you ain't never done before. Just let go. Everything is magic when that beat starts kicking in. And it don't matter how you know it's time to shake your thing.
Yeah, that's Casey Donovan and Shake It here on the Law Matters program, proudly brought to you each fortnight by the Aboriginal Legal Service of Western Australia. This is our 16th year on air, started back on the airwaves in October of 2010. Where did that go? It's good to have your company wherever you're listening in throughout the country, through Warringarri Media in Kununurra, 6DBY in Derby, both in Western Australia, or nationally through the National Indigenous Radio Service, or through 100.9 FM Noongar Radio in Boolloo, Perth. heading back to the beautiful Pilbara now to say hello to Kayleen Oakley, who is an Aboriginal liaison mentor with Ashburton Aboriginal Corporation. Kayleen, welcome to Law Matters. How are you?
Good morning and welcome to you, yes.
Thank you. Look, I'm so glad that you could have a yarn with us. We were talking to our CLE officer, Hayley O'Hara, just before on the program, and you're taking part in the same event that she is today. So we'll talk about that and we'll talk about your role as an Aboriginal liaison mentor. But before that, where are you from? Who's your mob?
So I'm originally from Carnarvon in Western Australia. I'm a Malgana woman and Yaru.
And what took you a bit further up the road to Karratha?
I moved here in 2014. My son was getting an apprenticeship with Woodside mining industry here. And I thought, oh, well, I better move to Karratha so I can support my son.
Yeah.
In doing his 4 years in like electrician job, so training. So came up here, seen him get through that 4 years, and I'm still here today with my other three daughters.
Oh, you must like it.
And I love the Pilbara. I've adapted to it. So, yes, so I'm here now working with Ashburton Aboriginal Corporation.
Yeah, the country's a little bit different from when you get... I mean, I've done that road trip a few times between down south and up in the Kimberley region, and just watching the landscape change around you is amazing. But even, you know, just going up, not, you know, further from Carnarvon, it's different again, isn't it, once you hit the Pilbara and Karratha?
Yes, you know the landscape, because I've been as far as Halls Creek driving, and I noticed all the different landscape, and every time I leave from here... to go back to Carnarvon, as soon as I see the red sand, the fine red sand, I know I'm home.
Oh, that's beautiful. But, gee, you can have the weather, though. It's a bit hot for me.
Oh, yeah, nah. I think Perth is really hot. That's got an ugly hot, whereas the Pilbara's got a lovely, moist, up here.
Kayleen Oakley, you work with the Ashburton Aboriginal Corporation. What do they do?
So Ashburton Aboriginal Corporation is an established and maintained an environment that benefits Aboriginal people through creation of culturally appropriate employment enterprise opportunities and the provision of education and training services throughout the Pilbara. So Ashburton is a job provider and they cover the whole Pilbara region. So we've got a main office in Perth. There's a big office there. We've got one here in Karratha and one in Port Hedland, South Hedland actually. Newman, Tom Price. So, and all the little towns around it and communities, they all get serviced by this one provider, Ashburton.
So, you know, a great service provider in providing training and job opportunities. I imagine it's not just for young crew, but for any of our mob.
Yes, for anyone that's connected with Centrelink, so if you're on Centrelink payments, there's a mutual obligation that you need to meet. So meeting that mutual obligation, you have to connect yourself with a job provider. So what we do, once we get the initial done with the job seeker, we will do an initial with them, initial appointment, so we'll get all their details, what they're looking for, if they don't have their identifications or birth certificates or anything that they require, we will buy them for them. We'll take them and to Department of Transport. So today's open day up here, it's a three-day open day. So yesterday was Roebourne. Great success there. Everyone came. Lots of people came. And it was a one-place stop shop for everyone. So they were able to get their driver's license. They was able to get a birth certificate, see Centrelink for their Medicare or just change of address or income statement. They got to speak to lawyers, Aboriginal legal service. Hayley's beautiful. Yes. And she came with a lot of goodies there too.
Yeah, and we got pretty good merch, I must admit, yeah.
Yes, very lovely of Hayley. You know, like today one of the guys came in and seen Hayley and grabbed some goodies from me. He was excited for the lovely little things. But the one-stop shop was there for the people. So they didn't have to run over this side of town. They didn't have to run over that side of town. Everyone was there that they needed.
Yeah.
So they were able to get a photo ID.
Great.
So all these services coming together for these departments just as they opened, because this is where, what they need. This is a one-stop shop for the people.
It's so important. You know, we're saying to Hayley when we were having a yarn, Kayleen, that, you know, it's not like you're in a big city where you can just go into a government department and ask for all of this stuff. You cannot do that in regional areas anywhere in the country. So to bring all of these services together, you know, what a difference it's going to make to someone if they can come and get assistance with a working with children check or a birth certificate or a driver's issue. It's going to make the days that follow much easier if you've got those things that will help you find a house, get a job, do some training, because quite often, you know, open a bank account. Quite often you need all this stuff to do that, don't you?
You sure do, and having this one-stop shop, this Justice Open Day, is perfect, because some of our mob are very shy.
Yep.
And they don't like to go, they've got to have somebody with them to talk on their behalf.
Yep.
But as soon as they know that, oh, yeah, well, I know Kayleen, I'm right, you know. So they'll come and I'll put their name down. Okay, well, they attended today to get this, this and this.
Yeah.
And they just went along and just did their thing and, you know, so proud of them. But, yeah, we also cater for, we do a lot of, engagement with North Regional TAFE here.
Okay.
So out in Roebourne, I go in between Roebourne and Karratha for liaising with the people. So we got, at the moment, we've got about six people doing a community services cert 2 and six doing community cert 4.
Oh, fantastic.
So that's a good number for a little community called Roebourne, you know, a town called Roebourne.
That is fantastic. Yeah. I'm talking with Kayleen Oakley, who's in Carnarvon, Aboriginal Liaison Mentor with Ashburton Aboriginal Corporation, whose mission is to establish and maintain an environment that benefits our mob through the creation of culturally appropriate employment, enterprise opportunities and the provision of education and training services throughout the Pilbara region. I would encourage people to contact Ashburton if they are they wanting to, you know, find out about training opportunities in the local area. It sounds like you're certainly covering a lot of areas in the regions there, Kayleen.
Yes, we do. We cover, like I said, the whole Pilbara region. And if they are connected with payment from Centrelink, there's a mutual obligation that they have to meet for their payment. So at the moment we're doing initials, so they're in grace period at the moment, but come the 1st of May, if no one's done their initial appointment, they might see their payments being cut off.
Well, we don't want that. So
exactly. So we encourage everyone now that's a job seeker or, you know, need to connect with Ashburton Aboriginal Corporation to pop in so we can do your initial, and it shouldn't be a problem come May the 1st.
All right. And if people have heard anything during this interview that they want to find out more information about, you can call Ashburton on 08 9188 3500, 08 9188 3500. They also have a great website that talks about their work, information for employers, joining the team, specifically information for job seekers as well. So if you just Google Ashburton Aboriginal Corporation, you'll come up with a great website that gives you what you need. But important message there from Kayleen Oakley today about making sure you fulfil your obligations so that Centrelink isn't affected. Is that correct?
That's correct. And another number they can ring is 91 878 300.
Beautiful. So that other number there, 91 878 300. Kayleen, nice to meet you on the program, and I'm glad that the stalls have been going so well, and community members have been turning up. And this program is live now, but it's live in Perth, in Boolloo, so it does get repeated probably after these events of this week have finished. But I would encourage people to keep an eye out for future events that are coming to your area, so that you can take advantage of this one-stop shopping and, you know, make things easier for yourselves in day-to-day life by having these documents that unfortunately we really need as part of day-to-day life today, and also to see what job and employment opportunities and training opportunities there are. As Kayleen said, they also partner with TAFE in the local area. So really important, and so much going on and so much to get involved in. I'll give you that number again from Kayleen, 91 878 300. That's in Western Australia, so it's 08. Kayleen Oakley, thank you so much for having a yarn with us. I appreciate
no
it.
Worries.
And maybe we can touch base down the track and have another chat, hey?
Yes. So we've got one more open day tomorrow, and that's in Roebourne at the Nurran Centre.
Okay.
So if they don't know what the Nurran Centre is, it's a cultural centre.
So for our listeners who are hearing this program after that date of that event is actually on Thursday the 26th of February. So I'm sorry for a lot of our listeners, that date will have already passed by the time you hear this program, but good to know that that's happening as well. And Kayleen, thank you for your time. It's been really nice to meet you on Law Matters.
No worries. Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of it. Thanks for that. Kayleen Oakley is the Aboriginal Liaison Mentor working with Ashburton Aboriginal Corporation. More information on jobs, training, employment opportunities, anything, you can call 08 91 87 8300. This is the Law Matters program. Let's have some music, this time from Dan Sultan. When we return, we'll be talking all about robo-debt. Great sound of Dan Sutton and a song called A Dingo, or as they would say here on Noongar Budja, Dwirt. This is the Law Matters program brought to you each fortnight by the Aboriginal Legal Service of Western Australia. Thank you for your company and our second program back for our 16th year on air. So glad you can join us wherever you're listening from. A really important topic we need to cover on the program today, because there is a deadline looming for you or anyone you know to register for the robo-debt class action. What is robo-debt? Well, to tell us more about it is Seb O'Meara, who is a partner of Gordon Legal in the Eastern States. Seb, welcome to Law Matters. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Jodie. Thanks for having me.
All right, where do we start? We start at the beginning, I guess, and tell people, what is robo-debt?
Robo-debt was an automated debt recovery system that was introduced by the coalition government in 2015. It ran until 2019, which was when the first robo-debt class action was commenced by Gordon Legal. During that period, the system operated such that debts were raised against welfare recipients on the basis of their ATO data, rather than verified payslip data, for example. And the issue with that system was that it used that ATO data to average people's incomes over a 12-month period and calculated debts on that basis alone, and which ultimately led to hundreds of thousands of unlawful debts being raised against people. Their tax returns were garnished without their knowledge. They were referred to debt collectors, and it, you know, it caused a great amount of suffering amongst large portions of the community.
It really did. And, you know, the shock for people facing, you know, that all these debts were being recovered and it was out of their hands, and it was actually wrong what was happening. It must have just been horrific for people who were affected, because the program unlawfully withdrew a predicted $1.76 billion of repayments. And now we're talking about payments that are going to people who are welfare recipients, where you're counting every cent anyway.
That's right. You know, for many people, receiving a debt, an unlawful debt from the government, arrived in circumstances where they just had no means to repay that debt. They were, as I said before, many of them were referred off to debt collectors and were hounded through that process. A lot of people had their welfare entitlements ceased by the government as a means to pay back the debt. It really did cause a lot of harm, both economic and non-economic, to a lot of people.
There was a Royal Commission into robo-debt. What happens at a Royal Commission into something like this?
Well, yeah, there was a Royal Commission when there was a change in government. The Labor government implemented a Royal Commission to really get underneath factually exactly what happened. Of course, there'd been a lot of media on this up until that point. There'd been the first class action, just I know before we commenced in 2019 and settled in June 2021. But because that class action never got to court, there was no real scrutiny up until that point. Up until the point that the Royal Commission was commenced in 2023, there was no real scrutiny as to exactly how something like this could occur, and not only occur, but occur over such a long period of time. That was what the Royal Commission did. It compelled people to attend and give evidence at hearings. It compels the production of hundreds of thousands of documents that otherwise would have not seen the light of day. And through that process, it allowed the commissioner, Commissioner Holmes, to really, you know, come to grips with exactly what happened and why. And that ultimately led to a very detailed report being released by the commission, which made some pretty serious findings against key people involved in the design and implementation of that scheme.
My guest is Seb O'Meara, who is from Gordon Legal in Melbourne. They are running a historic robo-debt class action appeal settlement. A record-breaking $548.5 million settlement will deliver compensation to hundreds of thousands of Australians who were harmed by the robo-debt scheme. The closing date to register for this is coming up on the 6th of March, so not very far away at all, Seb. Who is eligible to register for this, and how does someone know if they are eligible or not?
It's a good question, and yeah, you're right to point out that deadline that is looming. It's a critical date that I really want people to keep in mind. 4 p.m. 6th of March Australian Eastern Standard Time is when the registration period closes. If anyone wishes to make a claim in the settlement that's been reached with the Commonwealth Government following this second class action on robo-debt, they must register before then, and registration can be completed. It's quick and free, the registration process. It won't cost anyone any money, any legal fees to do so. Registration can be completed at robodebtsettlement.com.au. But to answer your question, Jody, anyone who was a group member in the first class action is entitled to register in this class action. In addition to that, and so most of those people should be aware as to whether or not they were captured within that first class action, because they would have received correspondence mm-hmm. from the Commonwealth and the court in 2021 when it's settled. The more recent settlement following the second class action covers exactly the same cohort of people. In addition to that cohort, though, there is a new group of people that have been captured by it. Any person who was in a close personal relationship with someone who died as a consequence of receiving their robo-debt. And tragically, there were many cases that were is entitled to make a claim in the second settlement that's been reached recently.
Tragic. Just to clarify, Seb O'Meara, the class action is not to repay the people who were victims of robo-debt. It is actually compensation payments that will be made between $1,000 and $50,000 to compensate for the loss that was suffered by people. But those who were affected by robo-debt, have they all been repaid what was taken from them?
It's a good question. It's a good point. You're right. The debts, the amounts that were paid by people as a consequence of receiving their robo-debts, all of that has been rectified. So all of those amounts have been repaid by the Commonwealth. What we're talking about now, and what this compensation, what this settlement of, there's a settlement fund of $475 million that will be distributed to group members. What that amount is to compensate people for is the additional economic loss mm-hmm. that they might have incurred as a consequence of receiving their robo-debt. So, for example, a lot of people had to take out loans, credit mm-hmm. cards, etc., to tide themselves over as a consequence of their debt repayments that they were making at the time, and as a result would have incurred interest payments, etc., that they wouldn't have had they not received a robo-debt. So this settlement is designed to compensate people for that type of loss, additional economic loss, as well as, importantly, non-economic loss. So what the first class action did not compensate people for was all of those additional types of harm that people suffered. So stress, psychiatric injury, and in some cases, tragically, suicides. This settlement fund is there to compensate people for that.
Talking with Seb O'Meara from Melbourne, from Gordon Legal, who are running the class action for robo-debt. Closing date to register is 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That will still be daylight savings time. So here in Western Australia, it will be 1 o'clock in the afternoon that you have to register by. But do it before the 6th of March. Don't leave it till the last minute. You will definitely know if you or anyone you know was affected by robo-debt, a program that unlawfully withdrew a predicted $1.76 billion of repayments from welfare recipients. The good news is that money has been returned to those people. However, this class action is compensating those who were out of pocket or more tragically, had suffered a great, great loss through this ridiculous thing that happened. How many people have registered so far, Seb?
It's a pretty significant number. It's about 130,000. It's probably likely a bit more than that by now. But, you know, we want that number to be a lot higher. We know that many more were affected by robo-debt. And so I would urge anyone who thinks that they may be have been affected by robo-debt, if they wish to make a claim against the settlement fund, they should register by the 6th of March.
And we would encourage people that if you're just not sure, or if you're hearing this and thinking, oh, look, you know, because this robo-debt is going back some years, back, 10 years now, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
So, you know, if you're scratching your head and kind of going, oh, you don't have documents, or you're not sure what to do, but you know that you were affected in one way or another, there is a number that you can call Gordon Legal on. It's 1300 001 356, 1300 001 356, or you can email them at robodebt, robodebt, at gordonlegal.com.au. How easy or hard is it to register on your website, Seb?
Very easy, Jodie. We've designed the registration process to make it as simple as possible. It's a basic form that you need to fill out. And you only need some very basic details in order to complete that form. It'll take no longer than a few minutes. In addition to that, and we're conscious of that not everyone has access to a computer or the internet, you can register over the phone via that number that you've just read out. Mm-hmm. And alternatively, if necessary, you can provide a hard copy or post a copy of the registration form that's available on our website to Gordon Legal.
Seb, as an experienced lawyer, you have practiced quite a lot in class actions. It must be very rewarding to see the process drawing to a close where there is actually going to be outcome for those who are affected, and knowing that, you know, payments for this class action will start later this year, and hopefully with the more complex claims they'll all be finalised by 2028. It must be very satisfying to take part in an action like this.
It is, Jodie, but, you know, having said that, and you know, as you pointed out, this has been a long saga. It's worked its way through the legal system in various ways. So in that sense, to achieve this outcome is absolutely satisfying. But having said that, you know, we recognise that no amount of money in many cases will rectify the damage that was caused to people and their families. As we pointed out, tragically, there were a number of suicides. So in some respects, compensation that will hopefully start flowing to the many victims of this horrible scheme soon does not come near to redressing the harm that's been caused. But it's within that context, we are absolutely very satisfied with the outcome that's been achieved.
Yeah, and we're so sad for what this caused for many people across the country. So if you or somebody you know was affected through robo-debt scheme, tell them or make sure you register for the robo-debt class action appeal settlement. Go to the Gordon Legal website. You can register on there. If you don't have access to a computer, you can register on phone by calling 1300 001 356, and registrations close on the 6th of March 2026 at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. For us mob here in the West, that's 1 p.m. So do it straight away. Don't wait and then miss the boat. get your registration in. Seb, I really appreciate you joining us on Law Matters to tell us more about that. Class actions are very, very important, and you know, we're feeling for anyone who was affected through that robo-debt scheme, but hopefully some compensation coming your way will lighten the load in some way. We appreciate your help, your time on the show, Seb O'Meara. Thanks for that.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me, Jodie.
Seb O'Meara is a partner with Gordon Legal. They're based in Melbourne. They're running the class action scheme for robo-debt. Give you that number one more time. This is important. 1300 001 356. You can email them robodebt@gordonlegal.com.au. You can register on their website. Just Google Gordon Legal, G-O-R-D-O-N Legal. It'll come up. They're a law firm based in Melbourne. Class action will be the first thing you see when you go to their website. If in doubt, give them a call. See if you're eligible. 6th of March, 1 p.m. Perth time, Western Australian time, 4 p.m. in the East. We're out of time on Law Matters for another fortnight. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you to my guests, Seb O'Meara, also Hayley O'Hara, CLE officer with the Aboriginal Legal Service of Western Australia, and Kayleen Oakley from the Ashburton Aboriginal Corporation. Thank you for your time on our program today. Thank you for our listeners. We look forward to it again in a fortnight's time to take you out today. Choopy Music, Sammy Butcher and Barnabas Daniels. Enjoy.